We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Jen, one of our VIP listeners, needs a hand. His name is Chad, and we welcome him to the show today because his wife has posed him with a challenge.
Okay.
If he can convince both you and I to agree with him that his daughter's fifth grade graduation ceremony is a ridiculous waste of everyone's time, then he does not have to attend it and can instead go to his office and celebrate with the rest of his coworkers on a great quarter that they had earlier this year. Chad, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Chad. All right, so what is going on? It's graduation time. Everybody's getting excited about the caps and the tassels turning from one side to the other and the robes, diplomas, awards.
That's right. I mean, okay, fine. Yes, great. That's all fine. I've already been to one. Okay, look, I have three kids. I have 2-year-old, 5-year-old, and a 10-year-old, okay? I just came from a kindergarten graduation week.
Okay, that's very cute.
It's cute, I get it. And then now I'm supposed to go to a fifth grade graduation as well, okay?
I mean, it's the end of elementary school, moving on to middle school, that's big stuff.
Yeah, is it though? Not really.
I'm going to make this easy for you, Chad. I'm going to make this so easy for you. I'm already on your side. I think it's ridiculous.
Thank you.
You have already convinced 50% of the panel.
Okay.
You make those swimmers, make a little person, I don't think that you get half of the vote.
That's not what his wife said. His wife said, if you can convince the Jeff and Jen Show, which consists of Jeff, I'm already on Team Chad, and Jen, who is stubborn because, an activity, something I can Pinterest.
No, it's not. I don't Pinterest anything. I just think that if this is important to your 10-year-old, you got to be there.
It isn't. See, that's the important issue. That's the point, actually, right there.
Okay.
It's not important to the kid. The kid doesn't care. It's just like those beauty pageants for adults. They're for the adults. You know, then they dress up their little kids in high heels and makeups and all that stuff. That's not for the kids. It's for the adults. And it's wrong.
Do you remember, Chad, growing up, I didn't have a fifth grade graduation ceremony.
No, I didn't have. You were expected to graduate.
Right.
You
know,
it was like chores or taking a bath or doing homework or whatever. It was something you were expected to do. It's not like you're going to celebrate.
But, Chad, it is the end of a chapter of being in elementary school and starting a new chapter of being in middle school. So I see why they honor it with a ceremony.
I mean, maybe, but don't you think it's too many awards?
Aren't other parents going? Are you going to be the only dad not there?
Oh, who's going to
go? Well, no. Yeah, I mean, no one's going to go down. If I didn't go, it wouldn't really matter. I mean, that's not even my point that I'm going to get acknowledged or not.
All right. Hang on, Chad. Laura in Kennesaw has some insight because she is a teacher. So this will lend some credibility to your argument.
Okay.
If she's on your side. If she's on your side.
All right.
Hey, Laura.
Hey. Okay. So I'm an 8th grade teacher, and we just had an honor ceremony yesterday only for the kids who did something that was extremely honorable. We do not have an 8th grade graduation.
Right, because average kids should not be celebrated.
No, it's not that. It's that you have to go to school for a certain number of years. That is a law, or a law that you have to be educated for a certain number of years. Kids who graduate from high school who have done it because they have actually gone through the process, they should have a graduation. Kindergarteners should have a ceremony, but they should not have a graduation.
And what about fifth graders? Because that's his dilemma. Should a fifth
grade? No, I mean, seriously, you have to go to fifth grade. Why should there be a graduation for that?
Thank you, Laura.
But, Laura.
It. Thank you.
Laura, they're
thank
having.
Thank you. That's good. My point.
It's not a debate on whether they're having the graduation or not. They're having it. He's just not going to attend. So because his child is going to be the one without the dad there.
Because it's dumb. You know where the graduation ceremony is being held? In Dumbtown.
Okay, but Dumbtown already decided to have the graduation ceremony.
Right.
That's not the debate. It's whether or not he can attend it.
And dad is standing
up. Or has to.
And dad is standing up for being smart because he lives in Smartville.
But at the detriment of his child.
It's not at the detriment of the child.
Do you have a little girl or a little boy?
I have a little girl.
Okay, so your daughter is going to be like, why didn't my daddy come? Everybody else's daddy came.
She won't even notice.
No.
She's going to be
drunk. She's not going to care.
It's a graduation ceremony. She's going to be hammered. All the kids are meeting at the school right now and they're hammered.
Shots, 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 shots.
All right, we got more
people.
We got people calling up to defend your position, Chad. We'll take those phone calls here in just a couple minutes, all right?
All right.
With a Chad and Jen show. Star 94.1.
Hey, Chad, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
All right, just give us like a 20-second recap of the dilemma you find yourself in.
Okay, basically, I got to go to work. I have a work event at 11 a.m., but I have to also probably go to go to my fifth grade's child's graduation. So my wife told me if I can call in and convince you guys that it's stupid, then I won't have to go.
You had me at the go. Like, I'm like fifth grade graduate. Cornelius and I are on the same page. Hey, Cornelius.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Good.
Good morning.
We are on the same page with this.
Yeah, because, man, I look at it like it's just being a promotion to the next grade.
Right.
No one's going to be sharing tears. Like high school or college, so
nobody does a study, Cornelius, where like if you read, you know, like business magazines, it says people who have bachelor's degrees make 2.5 times much more than people who just have high school but diplomas. People who get high school diplomas make twice as much as people who never graduate high school. People who have master's degrees are richer than all of you. Nobody says people who graduate fifth grade make a lot more money than people who leave. Like, it's just. And it's lots.
But people do say that daughters who have the support of both parents do better in self-esteem.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Karen and Noonan.
You're darn right he needs to go. This is an important day, and he may not think so, but this is an important day in his daughter's life. I've got a fifth grader that's getting ready to have her fifth grade ceremony, graduation ceremony, mm-hmm. on Friday. It's a milestone. She's going from being a child to a young woman. She's taking another step. She's no longer in elementary school. Yes, she has to go to school. Yes, she has to be there for 180 days. But it is a change in her life. She is no longer a small child. She is going into being a young adult. And if he's involved in his other children's life, he doesn't go to this ceremony, how's that daughter going to think? Later on, it may not bother her right now, but later on down the road, well, Dad, you went to this one's kindergarten graduation,
yep.
and you went to this, but yep. you didn't come to my fifth grade graduation.
But that gives him an opportunity.
That
Karen,
was important to me.
Totally agree, Karen.
Karen, that gives him the opportunity to sit down with his daughter and talk about what's priorities. And he can explain.
And you think she can understand that?
I went to the kindergarten graduation and realized the kindergarten graduations are stupid. And that's why I didn't go to yours, because
Jeff, I'm
always learning.
Jeff, you know what? I can't wait for you to have your first child, and you have to decide whether you want to be there or not. If a child has the support of her family, yes, she does better in school. If her parents are active in her school life and academics, she does better. And they have to be there to support her for everything.
He is active. He's actively deciding not to waste time.
Karen's right. And everybody agrees with her.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Look right down the line.
Janine is biased.
Melissa and Marietta.
Misty and Canton does not agree with her.
I do agree with her.
See?
I think, Chad, you are being so ridiculous. Let me just say, my father did not come to any of my school activities, especially my fifth grade graduation, and I'm old enough where, you know, that was just the new thing or whatever.
Are you, all right, Misty, let me ask you a question. Are you in prison right now?
I am not in prison, but that's because I have self-control.
And it's because, and she's an adult and still remembers it.
Melissa and Marietta agrees with me that Chad does not have to go to this.
Jeff, are you kidding me? I don't agree with you. I agree with Jen. Team Jen. I can tell you this. When Lauren and Reese graduate or go to something silly, Grant Rivera will be at their ceremony.
That's because
it doesn't matter if he actually believes in all of it or not. You have to support your kid. You
okay,
have to.
You can't bring up Grant Rivera because he is not of this earth. He is he is godlike and can clone himself to go to dumb things. And I'm
totally
sorry. I can't hear you.
I totally agree with that. No, you're blocking me out. Guess what? When you have your first child, you're going to be on this, like, radio station all blubbery. Oh, they graduate from preschool today, and you should have seen them singing.
Yes. Don't you do that to her. Melissa is so right. You stop that music right now. Melissa is so right.
Chad, I'm sorry. I tried. I'm so sorry.
Yes, thank you.
You pack up your desk, and you go to that fifth grade graduation, Chad.
I tried so hard.
And you tell your wife I'm sending her a high five through the radio.
Yes, yes, she will appreciate that.
All right, well, have fun at the graduation.
Slap a smile on your face. Get over it.
In the graduation party after that. All right, Chad, I'm sorry.
All right, well, thank you very much for trying.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, just so you know, Chad, I checked and the Electoral College said we won. So then we're fine.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.